we could hope to be picked up. So it was a promising opportunity, despite the 30 miles that separated the Nautilus from these Union coasts. But one distressing circumstance totally thwarted the Canadians' plans. The weather was thoroughly foul. We were approaching waterways where storms are commonplace, the very homeland of tornadoes and cyclones, specifically engendered by the Gulf Stream's current. To face a frequently raging sea in a frail skiff was a race to certain disaster. Ned Land conceded this himself, so he champed at the bit, in the grip of an intense homesickness that could be cured only by our escape. "Sir," he told me that day, "it's got to stop. I want to get to the bottom of this. Your Nemo's veering away from shore and heading up north. But believe you me, I had my fill at the South Pole, and I'm not going with him to the North Pole." "Oh, what can we do, Ned, since it isn't feasible to escape right now?" "I keep coming back to my idea. We've got to talk to the captain. When we were in your own country seas, you didn't say a word. Now that we're in mine, I intend to speak up. Before a few days are out, I figure the Nautilus will lie abreast of Nova Scotia, and from there to Newfoundland is the mouth of a large gulf, and the St. Lawrence empties into that gulf, and the St. Lawrence is my own river, the river running by Quebec, my hometown. And when I think about all this, my gorge rises and my hair stands on end. Honestly, sir, I'd rather jump overboard. I can't stay here any longer. I'm suffocating."